From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stan Lind reading my novel, To Kill a Copper King. Now let's begin with the dedication. To the people of Butte, who make it still the richest hill. Prologue. Helena, Montana Territory, April 1888. The tall man entered the church warily, like an animal fearing a trap. He was dressed in the manner of a Victorian gentleman, in frock coat, embroidered vest, silken cravat, and unpressed woolen trousers. He wore a top hat and carried a walking stick. Closing the door behind him, he paused. He did not dip his fingers in the holy water fount. He did not remove his hat. Before him, on each side of the carpeted aisle, straight-backed pews fell away in ordered rows, terminating at the raised floor of the chancel. A sanctuary lamp illuminated the altar. Nearby, votive candles guttered in red glass beneath a raised statue of the Blessed Mother. Silent and empty, the room seemed to slumber in the dim light. The man held his breath, the better to listen. He heard nothing. Breathing again, he took a careful step. Odors, faint and evocative, reached his nostrils. Oiled wood, waxen candles, incense. Slowly he made his way to the front of the nave and turned left, to the Mary side and the pulpit. He did not genuflect as he passed the altar. A small enclosed booth constructed of richly carved wood stood against the church's north wall. The man approached the structure and opened its door. Entering the compartment, he knelt and clasped his hands before him.